Welcome, everyone. We are about to begin the 20th shir in the Bitochen of Chayv Shalav Bitochen of Chayvas Halvavais. In the last shir, we mentioned the first reason why Hashem wants us to put in our efforts, human efforts, in things we do. And the first reason was so that a man should be, or a woman should be, tested as to whether they're able to do what they need to do in accordance to the will of Hashem, and to do it in a responsible way. If he's an employee, to work loyally for his employer. If he's an employer, to act properly towards his employee. And if he has a person supporting his family, and he gets a job, may have to learn the trade, may have to learn skills, and all these things are tests for us. Whether you'll be honest, whether you'll not be honest, whether you'll work on Shabbos, or think about work on Shabbos, or talk about work on Shabbos, and all those things, just picking as one example. But that's one purpose of human effort. Now we're going to talk about the second reason why Hashem requires, even though he's in control of everything, that he wants people to put in their effort on things. Vasheni, the second reason why one must work to earn a living, is ki ilu lehutzuch adam letreich lechazo lesabiv lavois tarfei, if it was not necessary for a man to exert himself, to go supply himself with, to get food and to live, hayabayet, he would rebel against Hashem, veroidef achar ha'averis, and chase after things that are sinful. This is really a key batola, which means wasting time, idleness, mevi lidei zima, could bring adultery, lidei shigoyen, which means insanity. It could bring ultimately a lot of mischief, a lot of sinning. You have a lot of people that are on welfare and they have nothing to do and they don't work. That's where the real terrible crimes are committed. If he would have all this time on his hands, he would not pay attention to what he owes. Al toivus el kimolav, in return to the great benefit from Hashem. You know, if Hashem would make it that you don't have to eat, you just breathe in air and this food from the air, like nutrients, then you wouldn't thank Hashem for it. And what would you do with your spare time? Like it says, Yeshaya says in Perek Hey, Vayakinar, Venaval, Vesaif, Vecholol, Vayayim Ishtayim. They have a harp, a lyre, it's a type of instrument, a drum, a flute. And there's music celebrations and wine at their drinking parties. And by doing so, by indulging in this, they do not look at the deeds of Hashem that were done for their benefit, and they would not see the work of his hands. The Amar, and it says, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat. Yeshurun means the righteous nation. Kla Yisrael became fat, and they rebelled. They kicked. They were like an overfed animal. They don't wait for their master to feed them. They kick with resentment. They get spoiled. Shamanta, Zapasik and Azinu, you became fat. Kosisa, you became thick. Vayita shalakaaso, and you forsake God that who made you. V'amar Rabbi Zechrein Vracha, Yofa Talmud Torah Derech Eretz, learning Torah together with an occupation is good. She yigias shneyem, by exerting and putting efforts in both Torah and Parnasa, mashkachas oven, sin is forgotten. V'chol Torah she'eni ma belocha, seifa betela. If Torah alone, without accompanying by work, it will be bottled, the gereres oven, and causes sin. That is why, if you're in yeshiva as a bachur and you're working, or as a kaidel younger man, and you're parving and learning really, and that's your main work, beautiful. But if you slack off, it could cause a lot of terrible things, and it's better for that person to go actually to work. So the idea that you're occupied with making a living is a stimulus to keep you in the way of righteousness. And yes, like we said, there are individuals who could put all their time into Torah without doing wrong. And if those people are able to do it, kol hakavod, to become Rabbanim and Mechanchim and be able to teach Halacha and to grow in their learning. But the vast majority of people, it would be a disaster if they give up their occupation. By the way, that's why when people retire, they go downhill very quickly. They don't know what to do with themselves and they deteriorate in their behavior. And the key really is if someone is in that mode where they want to retire, have the ability to retire, their mode should be on doing what they want to do, but in a productive, structured way, in a healthy way, not idleness. People think, yeah, for you need to relax in your mind, and for it works for a week, a month, but then afterwards you really got to just work and pay. That's what Hashem made human beings that way. They need their minds and bodies to work to be the healthiest. Not overwork, but to be productive. And certainly true for a person who has no share in either Torah learning or work. Let's say he doesn't put his mind to either, then he's in a bad way. He'll end up in basement apartments waiting for welfare. They'll deteriorate morally. They'll deteriorate physically. Became part of Hashem's compassion for a man that it made him busy in the fears of this world to the next. In other words, to exist in this world, a person has to be busy taking care of his health and his sustenance, and busy doing mitzvahs, busy learning Torah, preparing himself for Olam Haba. And there's many things to do. For a man, it's going to shul and learn and observe Shabbos and Yontiv, and for women also with their mitzvahs and Yomim Tovim and the chinuch of the children and so on. A Jew is busy all the days of his life with this, and he does not look for what he doesn't need, or for that which he cannot grasp with his mind. This is another aspect. If a person likes philosophy and starts thinking about when the world began and when it end, will end, and all these things are not productive and causes his head to be messed up. Like Shlomo HaMelech said, Hashem put the world into the hearts of people, meaning that people are busy with this world, in order that a man should not find the work that Hashem did from beginning to end. So you shouldn't think about what's the beginning of the world and the end of the world. In other words, Hashem made a person busy so he wouldn't think about the beginning and the end of the world. So this is how he teaches this pasuk. There's many other interpretations. But the bottom line is two reasons why Hashem wants human effort. Number one, it's to test them. And number two is so they shouldn't be idle and deteriorate. Now he's going to make an amendment. And he says like this. But if a person has total priority to the service of Hashem and concentrates a career of fearing Hashem, then he does not need to be so busy. He'll be safe. And he has full trust in Hashem, in his Torah learning, in his world, the Sarim and Advarim HaMagunim, and he turns away from shameful things, the Chayisif L'midas Tavis, and aspire for good character traits, then he will not rebel against Hashem because he has leisure. He won't be led astray because he's tranquil. The evil inclination will not sway him. He will not be persuaded by the false magic of this world. And then Hashem will indeed take the burden of hard work away from him, because of the removal of the two reasons for making it do so. In other words, why did Hashem make a person get busy with their occupation so much? Number one is to test them. But if they pass the tests, then they're fine. Or if to keep them, stay away from trouble. But if they are staying away from trouble anyway, if Hashem knows that if they could retire or not work a lot less and they'll use their time productively in serving Hashem and not get deteriorate, then Hashem will take away a lot of those tirdas. And he'll earn a livelihood without exertion or hard work if he's sipukei mezayda what he needs. So in other words, like this. The Mechaber, the Chayvus Avav, has explained the complicated system of cause and effect. You want to eat food, you have to go through the procedure. You have to plow the earth, you have to plant the crops, you have to grind the wheat, you have to knead the dough, you have to bake it. The question is, if Hashem is in charge of everything, why don't we just get it like mun in the sky? Why do we have to do all this? So one of the reasons why that everything we have to work for, our clothing, our homes, and so on, is to be tested if we're following the halachas of the Torah. And the second reason is to keep them busy, to get out of mischief and trouble. But if a person shows that they're truly interested in spiritual career, they want to say Tehillim, they want to learn Torah, they want to daven, they want to develop a relationship with Hashem, so that man is not interested in things that will mislead them. Then Hashem will tell that person, I don't have to test you so much. I see you're going in the straight path anyway. So I don't have to take extra time to have you get busy to be on the right path. Those two reasons that I gave that I made you work so hard to test you and to keep you busy to stay out of trouble, for you, I don't need it because I see you're using your time right. So remember, this that we said, learning Torah together with an occupation is good. Sheyegias shneim ashkachas oven, because by exertion on both of them cause you to forget the sin. But if you are a type of person that says, I love Torah so much, and I'm going to be devoted to Torah so much that I will not sin, I'm not interested, I'm not going to all of a sudden, when I get win the lottery, run all over the world and take vacations. No, I'm going to continue my avodas HaKodesh, then Hashem will not impose the burden of working for a living as strongly or less so, and will give you the opportunity to directly support you in your spiritual career. I'm going to end off here with a very important Eitzah that will help tremendous amount of people. Because what happens is we just talked about here in the Chayvus Alvaves about two reasons of why Hashem keeps us busy for our best benefit, to be tested and not to deteriorate into doing negative things because of boredom. But if we work on ourselves to focus on that we're going to be productive for good things, then Hashem will take it away. We have an opposite problem these days, that we're so inundated with work that we're overwhelmed, and that also harms us. And you want to be free of it. So I'm going to repeat a vart that I believe I saw in the Sfas Emes that will be a beautiful way to daven for this. If someone is overwhelmed and they're saying, I'm working too hard and I want a Yishav Adas to give us Parnosa Berevach so I should have it easier for me to serve you, this is the way you do it. The Pasuk says, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Hashem should bench you with blessings, that's Yivarechecha Hashem, the Yishmerecha, and he should watch you from doing negative things or protect you from harm. Different interpretations. Sasemis has a beautiful vart. Yivarechecha Hashem, may Hashem shower on you blessings, give you bracha, give you parnasa, give you real estate, give you everything, give you all good health and parnasa berevach. Win the lottery. Have it easy. But v'yishmerecha. What I'm davening for is that this bracha that Hashem gives you, v'yishmerecha, you will watch it and make sure that this bracha that is received to you by Hashem will be v'yishmerecha. You will guard it, that it should not spread to places it shouldn't go. I'm giving you money. You can make life easier for you, but don't run around the world now. Don't all of a sudden decide, I'm watching movies, I'm going to operas, I'm going here, there, whatever. No. Hashem gave you this freedom. Use it for good. Give more tzedakah. Learn more Torah with Yishav Hadas. Spend every moment recognizing that I'm going to serve Hashem wholeheartedly. I will not use this goodness, this shefa, to kick Hashem out. I'm going to strengthen it. You ask Hashem, if let's say you have a crazy pressure job, Yivarecha Hashem, please bless me and have enough parnasa berevach that I don't need to work so hard. But v'yishmerecha, watch me that if you do give this to me, I will not fall spiral downward. I will not fall into the path of immorality or wasting time. I will increase in my avodas Hashem. That's what you're asking for. If I'm only able to learn 2 hours a day because I'm so busy with my work every day, the Yishmerecha, bench me that when you give me Parnasa and I'll have now 12 hours of the day, the Yishmerecha, guard me that I use those 12 hours of the day productive for the service of Hashem, wholly and fully. Then Hashem gives it to you. Over time, you daven for that. So when you daven for Parnasa and Shefa, it's not just to make your life, quote-unquote, easier. It's for the purpose of serving Hashem better. Because shloi lishma ba lishma. And when you ask in that way, with the right hashkafas, and then when you Hashem does bench and you have the time, you utilize it properly. And then Hashem will remove a lot of that tirda. Or you ask Hashem to remove it for those reasons. then Hashem has nachas ruach from you, and then you make sure when Hashem does give you that shefa, does give you that relief, whatever relief it is, then I'm going to serve Hashem better as a result. A problem is removed, I'm going to serve Hashem better as a result. Hashem gave me all of a sudden another windfall, another parnasa. It's not going to get me dragged more into the material world. I'm going to add another seder, learn more mishnayos, be mechazek myself in serving Hashem the best way I can. Bracha v'atzlacha.